It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
There may be a bubble out there for car loans.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. There was that crummy stretch for stocks last week, and things are looking sour again today in early trading. On Tuesdays, we check in with Smith Moore & Company's Julie Neiman, analyst at the center of the country, St. Louis. So, Julie, is this the stock market correction, capital C of 2014?
Well, one wag this morning called it the 43rd correction that we've had in the last 2 years. In other words, nobody knows. Every time you start to get a little bit of activity on the downside, money comes in off the sidelines to boost it back up. Are we going to have a correction? Of course we are. We simply don't know how big and how long.
What do we know about high-risk, high-yield debt these days?
Now, bank debt is no worse than last year. The Comptroller of the Currency, the Federal Reserve, FDIC, found that the quality and the risk was no worse than the year before. Great news. Junk auto loans. They have people driving off the lot with a new car with no jobs and bad credit, so we've got a bubble there. Corporate bonds. Janet Yellen is warning everybody that there's a lot of corporate junk debt out there that cannot sustainably keep those kinds of yields, and that's a bubble there. So you have to be very selective.
And people turn to high yield because of those yields. If you just stick your money in a CD, you don't have the returns.
Exactly. And you're going to see those yields stay very low here for the foreseeable future. The Fed does not want to do anything that would put pressure on the economy, like take interest rates up precipitously. Will they move away from QE3? They sure will. But they don't want to do anything that would startle the economy and depress what is already a very, very sluggish recovery.
Julie Neiman at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Thank you.
You bet.
Target Stores stock is down nearly 4% at the moment after the company today revealed the ongoing cost of the colossal episode of computer hacking where thieves got into the credit and debit cards of its customers late last year. It's cost to the company $148 million so far, though a small piece of that is covered by insurance. Now, does the public have a right to know about how much money Walmart or that convenience store down the street takes in through the federal food stamp program? Or is that info a retailer's trade secret? Those are the questions at the heart of a request for public comment announced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which runs the food stamp program. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has been covering this issue for our Wealth and Poverty Desk. Chrissy, can you give us some context?
We spent $76 billion taxpayer dollars on the food stamp program last year. Those dollars reached millions of low-income Americans who spent them on food at hundreds of thousands of retail stores. But exactly which stores benefited the most from those food stamp dollars, that's something that the federal government has never disclosed. They've argued for years that they're required by law to keep the information secret to protect retailers.
And now, what's changing?
A few years ago, a newspaper in South Dakota called the Argus Leader sued the USDA, arguing the public has a right to see this data. The issue is still tied up in court. Last spring, I interviewed Kevin Concannon, the Undersecretary of Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, who says he's a big advocate of transparency, at least in principle. But when I asked if he would push his agency to disclose this information, here's what he said.
Well, the first thing I'd have to do is talk to the lawyers before I declare on Marketplace what they should do.
Well, now it sounds like he's been talking to his lawyers.
Could be. And the announcement yesterday is basically an effort to broaden that discussion further, to get comment from the public at large, as well as retail stores themselves, about how the USDA should handle this information.
What might we hear from these various parties? What about the stores?
Well, take, for instance, Walmart, which likely takes in the most food stamp dollars, though, of course, we can't say for sure right now. A spokesman there told me knowing how much one of their particular stores in a particular particular location makes in food stamps could be helpful to competitors, and disclosing the information could be harmful to business.
But so we're clear, what's the argument for making this data public?
Typically, if a business participates in a government program, you can find out how much they're getting paid. You might wonder which stores profit the most from food stamps, what kinds of foods they promote and sell, what their business practices are. And hunger advocates for the program say that this could help make policymakers improve the food stamp program.
Marketplace's Chrissy Clark, thank you.
You're welcome.
The administration is taking comments on this from the public and other interested parties through the week after Labor Day. In Missouri, voters are at the polls today to decide whether to increase sales tax. Money raised would be used to fund roads and bridges. Marketplace's Queenie Kim explains why other states might be next.
The disrepair of the nation's roads and bridges has been a known problem for quite a while. The unknown? Who's going to pay for it?
States get a lot of the money that they spend on highway and transit infrastructure from the federal government.
Phil Olaf researches infrastructure issues for the Pew Charitable Trust. He says most of that money comes from the Federal Highway Trust Fund. But Congress has been doling out that money in short-term increments, and states need more certainty, so they're raising the money themselves. In Missouri, lawmakers are proposing a 0.75-cent increase in sales tax. Tom Schrout with the advocacy group Missourians for Better Transportation says that's not fair.
Big trucks passing through Missouri, they would be asked to pay nothing, while a senior citizen who doesn't use the roads much would be asked to pay more.
The Associated Press says that nearly a quarter of the states have already instituted similar taxes, fees, or fines to pay for infrastructure projects. I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.
And with African leaders in Washington for a summit, the administration has been wrangling private sector business deals. Today, President Obama is expected to announce that U.S. companies have pledged $14 billion in investment in Africa. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is reporting that $5 billion of that is from Coca-Cola to source more of its raw materials from Africa, especially African farmers. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.